This is Akashwani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. The country is all set to create history in its space journey as an international space mission carrying an Indian astronaut has been scheduled for next month. Minister of State for Space and Atomic Energy Dr. Jitendra Singh announced this after a high-level meeting held to review major future plans of Indian Space Research Organization in the coming months. Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla of the Indian Air Force will be a part of the upcoming Axiom space mission, AX-4. Dr. Singh said the mission will mark the visit of first Indian ever to visit the International Space Station and the first Indian astronaut to travel to space in over four decades after Rakesh Sharma's iconic 1984 flight aboard a Soviet Soyuz spacecraft. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has expressed confidence that India's defence exports will reach 50,000 crore rupees by 2030. He was speaking at the Marathwada Atmanirbhar Bharat Ki Raksha Bhumi dialogue session at Chhatrapati Sambhaji Nagar in Maharashtra yesterday. Highlighting the achievements of the Modi government, Mr. Singh pointed out a remarkable 40-fold increase in defence exports during the current administration's tenure. He informed that in 2014, India's defence exports stood at around 600 crore rupees, which today surged to 24,000 crore rupees. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said electronic manufacturing has increased five times in the last 10 years. Talking to reporters at Manesar in Gurugram of Haryana, Mr. Vaishnav said there has been a big jump in the electronics manufacturing sector because of the Make in India initiative. He said the electronics export has also increased six times in the last 10 years and it has crossed 3,25,000 crore rupees.
10 वर्षों में इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स मैन्युफैक्चरिंग 5 टाइम्स बढ़ी है और इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स के एक्सपोर्ट 6 टाइम्स बढ़े हैं। करीब 25 लाख लोग रोजगार में हैं इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स सेक्टर में। ओवर अ पीरियड ऑफ टाइम इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स की डिजाइन कैपेबिलिटीज में कई तरह के कॉम्प्लेक्स प्रोडक्ट टेलीकॉम के नेटवर्क इक्विपमेंट AI cameras, automobile electronics से related products, medical electronics से related products, power electronics के products, signaling and security systems के products, इन सब का design, manufacture भारत में होने लगा है.
The result of the joint entrance examination, JEE, main session 2 of this year will be declared today. The National Testing Agency, in a statement, said the result will be available at the JEE main website, jeemain.nta.nic.in. It will announce the JEE Main 2025 result along with the cutoff. The NTA held the April session of JEE Main between April 2 and 9. The government has stated that claims suggesting it is considering levying GST on UPI transactions over 2,000 rupees are completely false, misleading and without any basis. In a statement, the Finance Ministry clarified that currently no such proposal is under consideration by the government. It added that GST is levied only on charges such as the merchant discount rate related to payments made using certain instruments. In West Bengal, delegations from the National Human Rights Commission and National Commission for Women visited Parlalpur in Malda's Baishnab Nagar yesterday. The delegations met with victims of the violence linked to the Murshidabad Waqf Law agitation who had fled their homes in search of safety. NCW chairperson Vijaya Rahatkar described the women and children in relief camps as being in deep distress. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said 33 Naxalites have surrendered in Sukma district. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said 11 Naxalites surrendered in Badiseti Panchayat of Sukma, making the Panchayat completely Naxal-free. Mr. Shah congratulated the security force personnel and Chhattisgarh police for their success in the Naxal Free India campaign. In IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings defeated hosts Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 5 wickets in a rain-marred 14-over match at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium last night. Put into bat first, Royal Challengers Bengaluru scored 95 runs for 9 wickets in 14 overs. In reply, Punjab Kings overhauled the 96 runs target with 5 wickets in hand and 11 balls to spare. Today, Gujarat Titans will take on Delhi Capitals in Ahmedabad at 3:30 p.m. while Rajasthan Royals to face Lucknow Super Giants in Jaipur at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.